Hello everyone, it's Dr. Kerry Yerkew. Thank you for joining me today for this webinar on five important things you should know about chiropractic. It's part of our webinar series on Wednesdays here in the clinic. We usually do them at 12 noon Pacific. So today we want to answer these questions, five important things you should know about chiropractic. And the five questions are: when should you go to the chiropractor? How does it really work? How long will it take to fix my problem? How often should I go to the chiropractor? And is it risky? So these are the questions we'll be answering today at this webinar. So when should you go to the chiropractor? Well, most people go when they have pain or discomfort. And usually people try a few things to help the pain to get it to go away. But if it's not working, they call the chiropractor and want some help. So most patients present with pain and sometimes in conjunction with poor mobility. So they're stiff and tight. Maybe that's been going on for days or weeks or even months. And people know that there's an underlying issue either in their spine or joints, and that needs treatment. The other major reason people come to see us is for poor posture. So they are slouching, have poor posture, and that can be accompanied by pain or poor mobility, or they have a curvature in their spine, which is a sideways curve like a scoliosis, an S shape or a C shape curve in their spine. Some people come for checkups or tune-ups, and I highly recommend people do get checked and have chiropractic as part of their healthcare team. But if you do go to see the chiropractor and you have treatment and the issue is resolved, going for a tune-up or a checkup is a good idea before a problem gets worse or before it reoccurs. So I highly recommend people go for regular checkups and tune-ups to the chiropractor. How does it really work? Well, number one, we want to go over the history of chiropractic briefly, and that is it's over 100 years old, and chiropractic started when a bone went out of place. It affected the person's nervous system, it affected their organs. And they went to see the Dr. Palmer, who was studying the spine, and said, "If the bone went out of place and it's causing these symptoms, do you think if you put it back in place, my symptoms would go away, that my health would be restored?" And Dr. Palmer basically checked that person, did an adjustment to the spine to realign the spine, and the health was restored. So chiropractic started over 100 years ago with the principle of a misalignment can interfere with the nervous system, and if an adjustment's done to realign the body, it will return to health. So that's the principle behind chiropractic. It focuses on the alignment to the body, in particular the spine, but also the accessory joints like the shoulders and the hips and the knees and the ankles and the elbows. Anything that is movable in the body, chiropractic does help with, including TMJ, which is the jaw joint. Just to give you an example, chiropractic helps the alignment, it helps the function of the joints, restoring proper function, and it helps the nervous system because the brain and the spinal cord is the central nervous system running down the spine. And then there's nerve roots coming out at each level on the left and the right side, going to all the parts of the body, the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, including the organs in the body. How long will it take to fix your problem? Well, it does depend on how long it's been there. So if you've had an issue for a long period of time, it will take longer to correct generally. So once a problem is chronic, it gets harder to correct. If it's recent or acute, it's easier to correct. And so really, it depends on that person and their history. Maybe their history includes injuries or accidents. And we also want to assess the condition of the spine or the joints too. Sometimes we'll take x-rays to look and see if the joints are arthritic and if there's any breakdown of the joints. So we really want to know how severe it is and if there's any other complications, like does the patient have more systemic problems like rheumatoid arthritis or diabetes or other things that can complicate the treatment. How often should you go to the chiropractor? Well, if you have an acute problem and you're in lots of pain, usually we see people frequently, daily, every other day, We want to help people to get out of pain as soon as possible. Once we're in a corrective phase where we're correcting the underlying condition, but the pain has subsided, we'll see people on a weekly basis. And then for maintenance and tune-ups, we recommend monthly treatments. Is it risky? Well, chiropractors are professionals, and I definitely wouldn't try to crack your own back or someone else's back if you're not a chiropractor. Make sure that you go to see a well-trained professional. Chiropractors have several years of schooling. Now, a lot of chiropractors have a bachelor's degree and then they go to chiropractic college for 4 years. So chiropractors have 7 years of education post-secondary. It's not like the movies where you see people cracking someone's neck or doing things like that, and it's causing adverse side effects. It's not like the movies. So chiropractic is safe, it's gentle, it's effective, and it's, if done by a professional, it's very effective and it works very well. I've been doing it for over 25 years. I've helped thousands of patients and done tens of thousands of adjustments. And so basically we want to screen our patients, we want to diagnose the problem correctly, and then offer treatment options to them. If you want to contact me, my website is www.carryyourq.com. You can go there and see more about us. If you want to call the clinic, it's 250-486-0062. If you want to follow us on social media or on YouTube, it's at Dr. Carrie Yourq, pretty simple. And if you want to follow our podcast, it's on Apple and Android. It's called Super Healthy, and you'll get webinars like this or tips leading up to webinars where we're talking about different aspects of chiropractic care and about lifestyle and health and all the supportive things that go along with chiropractic care. If you'd like to book an appointment, you can get $15 off by booking online. You just have to go to carryyourq.com, or you can click on this link if you're able to, and it's we use Calendly to book online appointments, and you'll get $15 off by booking online. And this offer is good for 14 days. So you can book an appointment for the next 14 days, get $15 off, and we'd be happy to see you at the clinic. Usually we can get patients in within a couple days, and we are open on the weekends and holidays, so our schedule is very convenient for patients. Some evenings we're open late, so feel free to call us or contact us if you live in the Kelowna area and you'd like to book an appointment. Also, I'm going to encourage you to sign up for our future webinars. They're on Wednesdays. You could subscribe to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. We would like some feedback, so if you can give me direct feedback, just type in the message, the Messenger app on Facebook, or you can always message us via our online booking. So you can always go to our website and message us that way. And I'd like some feedback on these webinars. What would you like to know going forward? What are some topics you'd like us to talk about? And you know, what do you want to know about chiropractic or lifestyle or health? So please feel free to provide some feedback via Messenger on Facebook or directly to us. You can give us a call or send us a message at the 250-486-0062 number. Thanks for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you in the clinic or at our next webinar next Wednesday.